That's Tim Brown. So you're looking at Matt Leinart, Tony Romo, Jeff Garcia, Vince Young, Rivers, all these quarterback stories. Is Vince Young the best of all of them, Lynn?
Oh, I don't know about that. But I know this, that didn't they say, well, the guy doesn't throw right. He shouldn't make it in pro. He just uses his legs to do it. And I think when he heard so many negative things about himself, that probably turned him into a positive thing. And the thing is, he's able to do it when he's done a lot of it with his legs, Nick, with running with the football. And he's a big, strong young man. And I think he's going to get better because eventually, like all those runners that do a lot of running, eventually they get banged pretty hard and then something happens, they get an injury or something, and they can't do that. So he has to improve, I think, on the other aspects of the game. And it's amazing to me that he's been able to do what he has done. And what happens is this. You know, the veterans on there say, oh, damn, here's another rookie quarterback, a phenom that can't do anything. And all of a sudden, he does things. See, first of all, to gain the confidence of your teammates, you have to do something on the field. And he's been able to do that. Now, all of a sudden, they say, hey, we got a guy here that can get this thing done. So now, maybe if I do a little better job at my position, we're going to win more ball games. And I think it gets contagious like that. And it started with Vince Young himself doing it. And I see him, how energetic he is, how emotional he is, and how fired up he is. Looks like he loves to play the game. And that can become contagious with the rest of your squad. So they want to upgrade their level of play because they can see, well, this young quarterback is doing it, so I better do the same thing.